Good morning, my loves. How are you? This is Roseanne Austin, and I am so excited to be here with you this morning. We have quite a special class for you this morning. We just are so excited to be here with you as we discuss leveraging your mind-body connection for success. This morning, we are absolutely and positively honored to have Joanne Verkuijlen with us, the CEO of Circle & Bloom, and this is going to be a wonderful opportunity for all of us to really get a deeper understanding of the mind-body connection and why it can make all the differences in the world as you try to conceive. This is such a special time in a woman's life, and becoming more aware of how important that mind-body connection is can be so critical. And we're just so happy to have Joanne Verkuijlen here with us to talk more with us about the mind-body connection. This is also going to be a wonderful opportunity for each and every one of you to ask questions about the amazing Circle & Bloom programs that each of you has and to learn more about how you can use them so much more effectively. And for those of you who don't know me, my name is Roseanne Austin. I am a fertility mindset coach, and I'm going to be offering you during our time together also some really powerful tools and ideas on ways that you can take your use of the programs to the next level. So I want to make sure that everyone can hear us loud and clear. There's going to be a lot of information coming at you that is incredibly important. So for those of you that are dialing in, if you could hit star 2 on your telephone keypad, I just want to make sure that you can hear us as we get started. Okay, perfect. Thank you very much. And I also want to take a moment as we get started to really acknowledge each and every one of you. We have women on the line right now from all over the world, and I want to acknowledge you for taking the time out on a Saturday to be here with us. You investing the time in being here with us today indicates how important this is to you and how you really want to take your understanding of the mind-body connection to the next level. You deserve credit for that. That's you raising your hand and saying, I want more. So this is you investing in your self-care. So own it, my loves, and I am so excited to get this kicked off and started. So I want to introduce Joanne Verkuijlen to the line right now. As you know, you will recognize this beautiful voice. Everyone who has listened to the amazing Circle & Bloom programs is going to recognize her voice. And I have to tell you that on my own journey, hearing Joanne's voice every night as I was doing my meditations and also during my treatments, because I never went to a single treatment without my Circle & Bloom programs to be there by my side in the process, this woman has done so much for the fertility community, and I can speak with authority from my own journey that hearing her, hearing that support from her was such a powerful way that I helped heal my own relationship with my body, and it no doubt had an impact on my ability to have success in this journey, even at 43. So welcome to the line, Joanne. We're so excited to have you.
Hi. I'm actually choked up, Roseanne, being here, hearing what you just said. And I'm just so excited to be here, first of all. I don't know why it's taken us so long for me to join you on one of these calls, but thank you for having me. And I'm so humble. I'm humbled to be here and just wanting to provide the best kind of information I can. So thank you. And thank you for that unbelievable description of how you used the Circle & Bloom programs. And I say I get choked up because I honestly feel that when I wrote these, and we're going on almost 8 years since I started Circle & Bloom and I had the idea and created the programs, and just when I get that kind of feedback, it still kind of shocks me because I feel as if those programs came from another part of me. Like, they just were created out of this deeper sense of just desire to want to, it's hard for me to even explain. They almost wrote themselves, I guess, is what I'm trying to say, out of my own journey that I had through infertility as well, and through seeing really close friends. And these programs just came out of me to a certain degree that really kind of shocked me. And to know that we've impacted so many lives, it's just hard for me to wrap my head around it. But anyway, I'm so thankful to be here.
Well, we're so honored and grateful to have you. And I bet every single woman on this line is smiling to herself right now as they hear your voice in this way. So let's start off by sharing with the women on this line, you know, what is this mind-body connection, and why is it so important? You know, they right. hear me hammering on this subject every month in the teleseminar series, and it's going to be wonderful to hear from you as the creator of the Circle and Bloom programs. Like, why is this so important, and what was it that really got that passion in you going to put this out there into the world and to follow your intuition and give this gift?
Right. And so let's take a step back, and I think that to understand why the mind-body connection is so important is to really, you know, think about the fact that in modern day society, modern medicine very much treats us from the neck down. There's just, you can't dispute that, right, in terms of they see a problem inside and they try to treat it as best as they can. And modern medicine is fantastic. There's no question about it. But we're missing a huge point of how our bodies work, which is this innate self-healing and self-balancing that goes on constantly as our emotions and our thoughts interact with what's going on inside. And this is being proved. This is not something that I'm just spouting out and pretending is truth. I mean, there is scientific fact that shows how the molecules and the neuropeptides inside of your body interact when you have an emotion and how they interact with the cells inside your body. Just like a lock and a key, if you think a thought or have an emotion, there's a direct connection. I mean, just the, you know, examples abound, and we can do a quick example right now, which is if you just sit back and take a deep breath and close your eyes and pretend or visualize that you're holding an apple and that you bite into the apple. And you're not biting into anything. You're just visualizing it. It's your thought, though, that I will bet is creating this, you know, kind of saliva forming in your mouth. It's like your mouth is watering just by the thought of visualizing eating and biting into an apple. I mean, that's such a simple example, but that is how profound and how deep and how, I mean, that's just scratching the surface in terms of how the mind interacts with your thoughts and your emotions. And what happens is, and I think in just how we live today, for better or for worse, when we do interact with things in our life as we're growing up, you know, things happen that we emotionally have a hard time dealing with. And those emotions get trapped inside. And, you know, that it just is what happens. And we don't typically have a way to express those emotions in a way that gets them out, in and out of our bodies. And I firmly believe that because of that, we have these energies inside that are trapped, and it causes issues within the body. And so to be able to recognize that and to be able to leverage this idea of the mind-body connection is really how the programs came about. Dr. Bernie Siegel is a leader in this field. He's a New York Times bestselling author, Love, Medicine, and Miracles. His focus has been on the cancer side of things, but, I mean, you pick up any one of his books, especially Love, Medicine, and Miracles, and it's just jam-packed of stories, incredible healing that can go on by using the mind-body, like putting it to work for you, not just letting it happen on its own. I mean, we can be proactive once we understand how this works. and using visualization unlocks that. It gives us the tools to be able to go inside of our body and really start to play with things and to understand how our body works and to visualize things that can be happening inside, and your body will respond. That's the way it works. It's not disconnected from our, you know, neck down. It is a fully formed, operational, you know, interacting with the brain and our thoughts constantly. And so my whole theory has been, why can't we use this in a proactive way?
Yes, yes. And, you know, I think it was so profound. I mean, even when I found your programs and just listened to it for the first time, I was so disconnected from my body. Like, and so what you were just saying just really, it took me back to that first time I listened. And it was incredible. And so why don't you share a little bit more about, you know, your own experience and what was it, you know, because you understand the science. You see that, you know, there's not only anecdotal but verifiable scientific evidence of how powerful this is. But how did this play out in your own life?
Yeah, no, so as I kind of alluded to early on when we first joined, is that the creation of the programs happened about 8 years ago. And I've always been interested in the mind-body connection. I've always been interested in hypnosis, which some of, you know, you can sort of categorize our programs within a self-hypnosis category. But it's this idea of tapping into the subconscious, which if you read anything about the subconscious, it's this idea that, you know, 95% of our reaction happens on a subconscious level, 5% is more on the conscious level and kind of ego-driven. So if you think about that 95%, that's always fascinated me, that there is this whole part of me that thinks I'm on its own. And even going back to my college days where I studied a little bit of this, that really kind of then, you know, kind of coalesced into this idea of applying it for specifically for infertility, knowing and doing the research behind the stress component. I mean, I think that's another huge, when I talk about our programs, I usually say, okay, you've got two big things working here that our programs help to address. One is the stress connection, the stress infertility connection, which there are studies that show that there is a connection. And stress is just something that we all have in our everyday lives. It's just there. And especially when you're going through this process, I'm sure I don't even have to, you know, really describe what that in particular, because we're all, I know that the audience knows what that is all about, how stressful this process is, having gone through it myself. But the other big component, so you've got the stress and fertility connection, which by virtue of relaxing every single day in a proactive way, you help to reverse the effects of stress naturally. And then on the other side of it, you've got this mind-body connection visualization where you're proactively helping your body find balance, find kind of that internal wisdom that that you can tap into to help kind of balance things out. And so those are the two big components. And so the stress infertility connection was really highlighted for me after I had gone through my own secondary infertility issues and then seeing my best friend start to go through it and knowing and seeing how just every single day it seemed this just, you know, hurricane of emotions and negativity and worry and questioning who she was and just I lived it with her, and there was nothing as a friend I could do but offer a listening, you know, an ear to listen and understand what she was going through. But then I was able to, you know, again, from a, you know, taking a step back, seeing what she was going through, knowing what I had just gone through, doing the research on the stress and fertility connection, and then connecting the dots on the visualization piece and saying, you know, I'll never forget the morning when I had the idea in my kitchen having a cup of coffee and saying, oh my gosh, we could do something every single day that tracks to the cycle. And that was the aha for me. And I knew I had to do it. I had to drop everything
I'm like, I'll never forget that time of my life. I mean, I was reading books every single day about this and understanding how it could all come together, reaching out to Dr. Bernie Siegel, who responded within like literally hours. Don't know this man. Didn't know him from Adam. I mean, you know, I picked up his book. He didn't know me at all. He offered to help at a drop of a hat. He knew what I was, he saw the opportunity to help women in this fashion. And so he came to help. I had another psychologist in New York who specializes in hypnosis. She helped me, as well as a few reproductive endocrinologists that came on board when I needed help on the IVF. My point is this. Everything came together once this idea happened and it formed, and it was like the putting together the pieces, essentially, that came together in such a natural, easy way. And I got the assistance I needed. And anyway, it was time in my life that I'll never forget. And I'm still so thankful, as you kind of felt earlier. I still get so emotional when I think about my small involvement in helping thousands of women, tens of thousands of women at this point, with our programs. I mean, it just makes me happy is not the right word, but this feeling of contentment inside that is hard to describe. So,
well, and thank heaven you followed that for all of us who benefited from the programs. And, you know, so tell us a little bit about the process. You know, when you think about how you would like women to use these programs to empower themselves during such a beautiful time in their lives, when they're looking to try and conceive and to build their families, like, what could you tell us about, you know, really the intention and how we can best use these programs?
Right, yeah. So the idea of having something every single day that would track to the cycle was fundamental to the whole idea, because I really felt as if it needed to be something that you could do every single day to help you feel, and this is like I'm underscoring this in my mind, to feel in control, right? I mean, that I knew was such a huge component of when we were trying to conceive with Abby. It was like my body was floating around and I was going one direction, it was going another, and miscarriages and this and that. And you just felt so dislocated, depressed. You didn't know what was happening. So to give women this idea of feeling in control, of doing something every single day for yourself, and to feel this idea of, or to feel the feelings of deep relaxation, and to feel the feelings of this, you know, going inside the body with specific physical visualization. And for those who haven't used the programs or haven't used the specific daily programs, because a lot of the free programs we do, I guess some of them do, but don't get too specific in the physical visualization. And that's key to my opinion, and the data kind of shows it, is to get as physical as possible when you're visualizing what your body should be doing. So we start in the brain. We start in the pituitary gland and the hypothalamus, and we go down into the ovaries and the fallopian tubes and how it all connects together, and the uterus. And so every single day there's differences in what the body at the point in your cycle goes through. And so to give yourself that opportunity to feel like, yes, my, you know, and I'll never forget this comment. Somebody said early on, I think it was like one of the first women to reach out to let me know, you know, how she thought of the program. And she said, you know, she's like, Joanne, I feel beautiful again. That to me was like, oh my God, like, yes, like, you feel in control, you feel beautiful, you feel grounded, you feel like life is, like you're self-loving again, like there's compassion inside. And so the programs, you know, I think that's like a side benefit. I mean, it's hard for me to say like that was my intent. I mean, that was the hope, right? But so each program, the first part is about relaxation. deep relaxation, going through body part by body part, using the mind to relax the body. And that even in and of itself is, you know, can be life transforming, just to be able to quiet the mind. You know, can we call it meditation? Of course we can call it meditation, but you're listening to my voice, but it's all about quieting the mind and then going inside and doing the visualization. And then at the end of each program, I've tried to offer up like an emotional exercise, like something whereby you could use, like, because being in that wonderful relaxed state where your subconscious is like, you know, you can tap into your subconscious and understand feelings in a deeper level, understand why it is you're doing what you're doing or experiencing what you're experiencing. Like, that stuff can much more easily come to the surface when you're in that relaxed state. And so that's the latter end of each day of each program. So I also encourage people all the time, like, this is just one tool. Like, this isn't the end all be all. Like, by all means, like, reach out to other women that are going through what you're going through. This feeling of isolationism, like, oh my God, shame, like all these like negative feelings, get those out. Talk to other people, journal them, get them out, like be able to experience those feelings. And like I said, when you're in that relaxed state, you're able to do that and just let them flow. Like a lot of times I'll, you know, the fear of feeling negativity. But if you're sitting with yourself and compassionately listening to those negative feelings come forth, that can be transforming. I do this all the time. I'm still going through a very serious, like, self-development time in my life. I'm, like, looking inward, and I just did this the other day, like 2 weeks ago, and I was sitting there, and I got into a relaxed state, was able to just fully relax and just started to allow myself to feel these deep feelings of fear and anxiety and why do I feel this way, and going back in time and understanding, like, you know, how my family was when I was growing up and certain things. And I literally started to shake with anger. And I'm like, where is this anger coming from? And like, this is so powerful because I'm able to say, okay, what is this anger? And I'm shaking and I'm like, I've never felt so angry in my life. And so I got up and I'm like, I'm full of rage right now. And it wasn't against anybody, but I'm like, I'm so happy that I experienced that. I was able to journal it out and I was able to get it out and express it. And that's the kind of thing, like, that I'm always encouraging women to do through this process, through this journey of, you can use it as a self-exploration, you know, embrace it, embrace the fear, embrace those feelings that you're almost afraid to bring forth. Like, oh my God, I can't feel that. Then that's going to screw up my vibration or whatever the case is. I mean, I think it's so important to be able to express those feelings and to let them out, embrace them compassionately for yourself, because only then can you move on and only then can you understand yourself in a deeper level. And it can happen now, it can happen in the future. Like I said, it's happening to me now as I am looking at my life in a new lens and understanding. So this can be a lifelong journey, and it is for me. I teach my kids. I've got my oldest is 16, and I teach her. She sometimes gets headaches, and now she's like, oh, Mom, I know what to visualize. Don't worry. She's like, I just visualize, like, relaxing. She's like, I start with seeing inside a color that I feel, and then she's like, and then I see the color change, and I just deep breathe through it. I'm like, yes. But, you know, being able to listen to the body, understand the body, understand the cues it's giving you, to be able to relax through it, compassionately understand where the feelings are coming from, because it's all intermingled. It's just all intermingled, for better or for worse. Like, that's how complicated, but how beautiful we are. And anyway, I'm rambling, but it's a beautiful process.
It is indeed. And, you know, one of the things that I thought you said was so, I mean, there were so many profound and awesome things in what you said, but what I love is basically what you described is kind of a mental rehearsal in some ways. You know, we're going from the hypothalamus and, you know, going through this whole process, you know, through each and every part of our body. And it's such a wonderful thing because very top level athletes do the same thing. They do this mental rehearsal. And it's like this, they're like this muscle memory, like Venus, Serena, like anybody who's accomplished anything of, you know, importance has seen it in their mind first.
You know, they even say you may get to a point where you don't even need to work out. You can just visualize yourself working out, and your body will respond. Like your body will respond, and it will get stronger, and it will get more toned. Like it's amazing what you can do.
Yes, I mean, and it's also true in weight loss. Like if you don't see yourself as a person of ideal weight, you'll never get there. It'll always seem unattainable. And that's, self-image is so critical. And, you know, one of the things that I would offer as a coach to the women that are on the line is, you know, take what Joanne has said to heart here. And one of the things that you can do to take your use of the programs to the next level is really get your hooks into something that she had said, you know, really notice, you know, notice what happens for you when you get in this relaxed state and notice how much more at peace you feel. And what I would add to that is notice the woman that you're being in the visualization, you know, really, you know, whatever you see and feel in that visualization is absolutely available to you. It is you, the woman that is beautifully, you know, reviewing all of the different parts of her and thinking about, you know, everything working in harmony and everything working exactly as it is designed to work. That internal knowing, that certainty and that confidence. You know, because I remember using the programs and feeling like a million bucks. Like, I was like, oh my gosh, you know, this feels so great. Not only do I feel relaxed, I feel confident. I feel certain that my body is going to work. And it did. It did, despite every single statistic that I was ever given about what was possible for me. And so, you know, take this, ladies, to the next level. You know, one of the things that I really encourage people to do is get a journal, just like Joanne said, but have a journal and notice who you are being. Notice the woman that is, you know, so powerfully taking control of her thoughts and taking control of her mind. And what does it feel like to be her? And you can live your journey as her. It's you. This feeling that you feel inside is 100% you. So you have it within you to overcome and transcend the negativity, the fear, the doubt. Feel the feelings and own them and see that you come out on the other side so much stronger and so much more confident. So use that to your advantage, ladies. So, Joanne, shall we take some questions from the ladies?
I would love to.
So, yeah, so ladies, I am going to get everybody sorted here. So if you have a question for Joanne, if you have a question for me, we are women who have lived this journey. And if you can't tell, we are absolutely committed to speaking frankly, to speaking honestly, and to really be here for you. So this is your opportunity. You can hit *2 on your telephone keypad. If you have a question and you would like to ask us live, go ahead and hit *2 on your telephone keypad to get in the queue to ask us some questions. And Joanne, I'm going to check to see if we have any questions coming in on the Q&A line here. And let's see if we have any questions. *2 on your telephone keypad, ladies, to ask a question and get in line.
While that's coming up, I will share a story, just a quick story that just came in this past week. And it's actually about cancer. I have a really, really close friend who is, and this is just speaking to the mind-body connection, really close friend who's in my wedding, who's going through very, very serious cancer issues. And I created a program. So there's a full-on cancer program, and it was designed for her. But it's also, of course, available for everybody. But she emailed me this week, and she was like, you know, just going through chemo and using your programs. And she's like, the first three times I've had to do a shot, like, to help with the side effects. But then the shot has side effects to it as well. So she's like, I really don't want to take the shot. So the fourth time, the cancer nurse was going to give her this shot. She said, hold on, let me just do this visualization. She pulled up my visualization, did it, and then she has not needed the extra shot for like the rest of the chemo treatments. I think she's had like six or seven. It's just, you know, she's like, I can do this. And I'm like, call it. You can also visualize your cancer, you know, being healed. It's like, I know, I'm doing it. it's just, you know, anyway, it's just, it's
yeah,
just
no, that's
power.
Awesome. That's awesome. And we have a question coming in from Hackensack, New Jersey. So if you are calling from Hackensack, New Jersey, and the last two digits of your number are 68, I am unmuting your line. And just tell us your name and what's your question.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, my name is Valerie.
Good morning,
and
Valerie.
Good morning. Good morning to you both. And I have a I've stumbled upon a Circle in Bloom after many years. You're talking 13 years of struggle.
Oh.
I was successful after, and the doctors were certainly amazed. And I pulled out every resource that I gathered. I mean, along that fertility journey, I'll be very transparent, and I'll tell you that there are some medical personnel who are not very positive.
Right.
And I'm just going to be very specific and honest about that. And I really looked at gender. I looked at the pressure to produce results that indicate that you are a successful facility or agency that you're running, which also speaks to your credibility as a facility. All of those factors gathered, and I thought about the people that I met along the journey, and they were meant to be in my life at the time. My question is, I want to undergo the procedures again in terms of the fertility treatment, frozen embryo transfer. And I would like to know whether or not listening to the mind-body connection, the sessions en route to or prior to or even there at the facility, because sometimes it's very busy and it's not a quiet area in which you can meditate and be alone with oneself. What would be a more effective way? I mean, even at work, I used to do it at lunchtime. That was my time. I'd cop a squat on the floor, and there's a nice clean area, and I'd get into my mind-body connection. And it's a little crazy now in terms of the time of the year also undergoing the cycle. I wanted to know what would be a good way, besides just before going to bed, to apply those strategies and utilize the sessions during the day. Because I have it downloaded on mobile device.
So I would recommend, I mean, as you're thinking about the additional treatments, I mean, we say it all the time, bring those meditations with you into the treatment. I wouldn't listen to them on the way if you're driving. You know that I say that every time, but people, I think, just roll their eyes now and they hear me say, don't drive an automobile, but yes, absolutely. Like, I would encourage any and all of that, and ignoring anybody who may be asking you or looking at you strange. Like, who cares? But
absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's funny.
And I think if you would just tell them, you know, what you're listening to when you're in treatment. I think a lot of, and I was in Montclair for many years, so I know the New Jersey, like I know some of the doctors, and I can't imagine that any of them would not encourage you to listen to a meditation relaxation program while you're going through some of these treatments.
Right, and I tell you the truth, I even crossed the border. I go to New York for treatments. I went to New York for delivery. And
okay.
Found that they were more receptive, and I found a nice holistic position. I did what my mind and my body told me to do. You listen to that inner voice, and that's really your own internal GPS. And I've done that.
I cannot agree more.
I'm going to continue
absolutely.
To do that. Yes.
Yeah,
that's
Valerie.
Yes, that's awesome, Valerie. And just like, you know, I would echo what Joanne says. I mean, there's no shame in your game. This is your life. This is
Absolutely.
Your time. This is your journey. If, you know, if people want to give you a crazy look, say, hey, why don't you buy this too?
Exactly.
Why don't you up your game too? So that's awesome, Valerie. Well, hey, thanks for the question. I've got another question coming in from Washington, Maryland. So thank you so much for
being
here this morning.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
thank you, ladies. So thank you for this opportunity.
Yeah, no, hey, thank you for raising your hand. We really appreciate you being here. So I'm going to mute your line for your privacy. And I'm going to, if you're calling from Washington, Maryland, and the last two digits of your number are 57, your line is unmuted. What's your name and what's your question?
Good morning. Hi, my name is Anne. I have a question for you related to aging eggs. I am 46. And I actually have, about a month and a half ago, did my first retrieval, and I used your meditations, and I absolutely love them. They're, if for no other reason, they were incredibly relaxing. But I'm just curious if you can talk to the ability, you know, I get that, you know, visualization and mind-body connection can perhaps heal and affect results, but I'm wondering about everything I've learned from my doctors and the geneticists. And they talk about the reason why older eggs, you know, have, you know, issues with chromosomal abnormalities, et cetera. Like, can you talk to what you think about visualizing, you know, the reversal of aging, so to speak, within the egg itself?
Yeah, I think first of all that, and I think there's some meditations I'm trying to think back as to. But to really visualize the abundance inside of you, I mean, I'm sorry to say, but I do think that there's a lot of, and it's true, like medically, you cannot disagree with what they're saying, but, and I know that they're probably just setting expectations, but try as much as you can to put those aside and just say, that's fine, that's factual, but what's happening inside of my body is my body. And
right.
taking
yes.
control of that understanding and just saying, there's abundance in me. Like, there is so much life and beauty and, like, just try to reset your thinking about that as much as you can. And I will guarantee, like, I just firmly believe that the aging issue, yes, it is an issue, but inside of you, you can decide what is really happening. And I don't think that aging, and I'm going to have to do some more research on this, because maybe there's a meditation specifically for this that I should do, like maybe three or four that she can add on, because I think that the aging is not system-wide. I don't think that, because the body is regenerating all the time, and so I don't think all of your, you know, all of the eggs are aging. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that by using
right.
guided visualization, understanding your body, that there is absolutely the opportunity. I think cellular regeneration, all that stuff is real. And
yes.
the doctors are just looking at it from a very factual and setting your expectations. And that's what they should do. Like, that's their role.
Right.
And
I do often... I was going to say, I do often just try to tell myself, you know, those are just numbers. And numbers are numbers, and statistics are statistics, but I'm me, but obviously the numbers are, you know, the statistics are factual, but I just am curious, like if there were some specific, you know, I'm planning to do a couple more rounds just to get as much of a numbers game advantage as possible. But, you know, if there are specific ways to meditate that might help kind of stimulate those slightly older eggs to do their cell division the way they're supposed to.
Yes. That's exactly
right.
It right there. And listen to your intuition when you're doing that meditation, when you're doing that visualization. Listen to your intuition as to what is going on inside your body. And I guarantee it will be positive, and it will point you in the direction of how you should be visualizing it and how you can be talking inside to your body and making that work. That's what I would recommend, is really taking control of this on your own. It's a great question, and I think that I need to do something about this more because I know that it's on people's minds. It's all over the news. It's always something people are talking about, and I think that there is a way for us to take control over this. But so thank you so much for that question.
Great.
I'm ready. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I would encourage you to really, you know, all you need is one. All you need is one. And so this notion that, you know, you can't let other people's opinions or statistics be verdicts for you. They are simply pieces of information, and you get to process them in any way that you wish. I mean, women are having babies in their 40s with a higher level of frequency, or at least is being reported more than ever. And, you know, it is just an opinion. And so you've got to forge your own way and, you know, call yourself a spring chicken. I'm 43 and I just had my son 4.5 months ago after, you know, years and years and years of failed treatments and being basically told I need donor eggs. And, you know, this boy his pediatrician is just floored with how strong and how healthy he was. It was like a symptomless pregnancy. You know, and so it's like, this is possible for you, but what you've got to do is own that. You've got to own that at a cellular level. We're talking about regenerating cells. You have to believe that this is possible.
You can
do
it.
You know, for yes, at your core. And, you know, take whatever information. You're an intelligent woman. Do what a smart woman does. You take in information and you process it, and you're going to use that beautiful brain of yours to decide what's yours and what's someone else's. Let your vision be yours.
Great. Thank you so much.
No problem. I'm going to mute your line for your privacy, and thanks for raising your hand and asking a question. So we have time for one more question coming from either the Q&A or if you want to ask us live. I'm going to check and see if we have any questions. Okay, we've got a couple questions coming in. The first one coming in from the chat is from Allison in Oakville. I've been doing the IVF visualizations for the last 2 weeks and have felt great, so thank you. I had my retrieval yesterday. They extracted 10, 8 fertilized and 8 fertilized and only, okay, I couldn't quite read this thing. It just says 8 fertilized. I feel like someone kicked me in the stomach. Am I doing something wrong with the visualizations? So, Joanne, it sounds like it's more of a question of if only 8 of the 10 fertilized, is she doing something wrong?
I would say absolutely not. My question to you is, first of all, compassion. Compassion for yourself, understanding that this is all part of, you know, the journey, both good and bad, and understanding that your feelings are and where you feel you came out after this process is warranted, both good and bad, and expressing those feelings. So thank you, first of all, for doing that, because, you know, you feeling like you've just got kicked in the gut, I'm so sorry. Like, so thank you for expressing that and let yourself feel those feelings. But no, I mean, it's what a difficult question to answer, because you know the answer inside. And I can't imagine if you put yourself in the visualizations and believed and just let yourself relax through it and visualize how you should be, you know, there's really no wrong way to do this process. And and just allowing yourself to trust in the process overall is what I would say. Roseanne, do you have anything else to add?
Yeah, I mean, I would say, I mean, those are all extremely powerful points. And I would just say, get out of the blame game as soon as you can, you know, because there is no right or wrong way of doing this. And every woman's journey is going to be different. And the numbers are simply numbers. You know, all that matters is that you are taking a stand for the vision that you have for your journey and for your dream of being a mom. That is a victory. Every step that you take, regardless of the numbers. You know, I know that they extracted 10 and only 8 fertilized. You still got 8. You still got 8 left.
I know. Exactly.
That's extraordinary. So I don't think it's a matter of using anything wrong. You know, let your, you know, have some faith in your body, have faith in the process, and keep taking a stand for what you want. It's that kind of persistence and that choice to focus on what is going right that's going to really light the path for you, Allison. So that's the question that I have that Allison submitted. So thank you, love. So, Joanne, we are just about out of time. Is there anything else that you would like to share with the ladies who are on the line?
Yeah, but first of all, please feel free to email me at any time, Joanne, Joanne, @circlebloom.com. It's just circlebloom.com. Please email me if I can help in any way. And I just want to say as well, like, I'm just so full of appreciation for this community. We have a private Facebook group, like, ultra, ultra private, like we have to email you kind of a thing. You can't even sign up through Facebook, and that's for your privacy. But if people want to join that, please email me, joanne@circlebloom.com. It's an incredibly supportive, positive community. And I'm going to start doing weekly meditations on there just as another added little bonus for folks. And I also just want to say that, you know, everybody's journey is going to be different. Just trying to stay as positive as possible, but also allowing yourself to feel all the feelings and express them and talk to other folks and get it out. I mean, cannot stress that enough, how important that is. And journal and listen and just give yourself the time, the 10 to 15 minutes a day to listen, just to relax and allow your body to just take over and do what it knows how to do. Do what it knows where balance is and where it needs to go.
Yeah.
But I love you all.
Yeah.
I'm so happy. I'm so, like, grateful to be in this position. I need to do more of these, I think, Roseanne. I love communicating.
Absolutely.
With everybody.
Absolutely.
And I feel kind of isolated sometimes, you know, the woman behind the curtain and, you know, putting out the programs,
Oz.
But to be able to talk to folks, wow, what a gift. So,
yes. And so, oh gosh, thank you so much for being with us, Joanne. And to each and every one of you on the line, I really want to encourage you, you know, listen to this again. You're going to get a link to the replay. Listen to this again and really reflect on the questions that some of the women asked, reflect on the conversation that Joanne and I had, and really think about how you can take your use of the programs to the next level and how you can really use them to underscore that knowing, that deep knowing you have in your soul that you were meant to be a mom. Just embrace that and use every opportunity, you know, listen to your programs every single day and let those help strengthen your resolve and your certainty. You know, whatever is out there about, you know, probabilities, statistics, and whatever, you have the power within you to not be a statistic. You create your own and really own who you are and the woman that you're becoming in this process, because I think Joanne and I would agree that the women that we became through our own journeys has absolutely transformed our lives and has helped us touch the lives of women all over the world. So, you know, you have that same power. So own it, use it to your advantage. And I wish all of you a happy Saturday. Thank you so much, Joanne, for being here. We're really grateful to have you and to share in your wisdom. And that's all for now.
Thank you,
ladies. Have
Thanks,
a wonderful
everybody.
Day. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye.